Welcome inside our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. The Nailers have a 2-0 lead over the Wings, and it is my pleasure on this Military Appreciation Night to bring in from the United States Air Force senior airman and great friend of the Nailers, Jay Blatch. Jay, what a great night here at West Banco Arena. What does it mean for you and all? First of all, thank you for everything that you do for us, by the way.
Oh, man, thank you for you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing.
What does it mean for you and all the members of the military to have a night like this, to be able to get that recognition for all that you do, and to be able to come out and enjoy yourselves?
Oh, man, it's absolutely amazing. You know, it's not just for me. It's for my family as well. You know, I come from a huge military family myself. You know, my dad was a Marine. My Uncle Chris was Air Force. My Uncle Kyle was Navy. I mean, we're all just huge supporters of the military in general. And it's just an honor for me to just be able to do it myself.
So you had the family into it, which was probably step one to get you towards joining the military. What kind of put it over the edge, and why Air Force?
So biggest thing for me is, like, you know, I'm a firm believer in not every one branch is for one person, right? You know, specifically for me, Air Force is, like, all about education, right? And that was a huge reason I wanted to join the Air Force. You know, wanting to get my degree, get my bachelor's degree. And then currently right now, I'm not really sure if I want to stay in or if I want to get out right now. It's just too early in my career. But most definitely, it's just a wonderful pleasure to even be able to be in the service, for sure. It's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for anybody as well.
So you got a chance to take over here for Sergeant Cummings, and we threw you right into the fire, as this is your first year working here in Wheeling, which, by the way, where were you before here?
Before Wheeling, I was over at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, out where, like, you know, Breaking Bad was filmed and like that. Yeah, it was a really cool place. I got to see some of the areas where they were able to film and stuff like that. It's a great area down there, but it's just so much different than the East Coast. Like, it's amazing.
A Tennessee native, so hockey wasn't necessarily something you grew up with. When you first learned that we had such a great relationship with the Nailers and the Air Force, what was your thought?
Man, I never expected that. I think Tennessee is a very football and basketball kind of area, but I mean, of course, there's the Preds, right? There's the Predators over in Nashville, so I mean, hockey is a little bit of a thing in Tennessee, but yeah, for sure, it was a different kind of impression. I never expected that, like, you know, Wheeling would have such a big hockey team in the area. It's awesome.
And a few weeks ago, we had a chance to bring the players out, and you got to put them through some training that you all do on a regular basis. How did you come up with the decision? And I know you had some help along the way, too, to decide what to have the players do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all just had a ball. It was fantastic. I know I, was talking to those special warfare guys. They had an awesome time as well. All in all, it was just a great opportunity for those guys to kind of get a light in the area of, like, what kind of the military is like and what some of those guys do. So that's what it was all about.
What do you think kind of stuck with them or stuck out to them the most as they were experiencing that with you all?
I think what stuck out the most is, like, man, the Air Force isn't necessarily the chair force all the time, right? But, DJ, I think it was mainly just they could see, like, wow, like, some of this combat stuff is, I mean, it's no joke, you know? Like, it's a lot of training, it's a lot of preparation, and I think that those guys were able to see some of that.
Yeah, professional athletes, you think they're in the greatest shape in the world, but maybe that's not the case with right. All that you guys do. I know you had to get some fun laughs that day. Was there anything that jumped out at you that really got you chuckling pretty good?
Oh, I think it was when we had one of the special warfare guys, we had some of those guys going across, and we had some of them taking them up on one of the fireman carries. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
That was probably the biggest thing that stuck out. That was super funny, and I think that was one of the things that stuck out the most.
What are you enjoying about the hockey game so far? What's kind of getting at you for hockey right now?
I like the aggression. I think it's very entertaining to see, like, everyone is just angry at that little puck, you know? It's just hilarious. You know, I was never much of a hockey person growing up. A matter of fact, I don't know very much about it. So it's just kind of interesting sitting back and looking at it and really experiencing my first hockey game. This is my first hockey game. So
that's
perfect. It's awesome.
Well, we are so glad that we could get you to enjoy hockey for the first time here in downtown Wheeling. Senior Airman Blatch, I can't thank you enough for everything that you and everybody that works with you does for us. So thank you so much, and thanks for coming over to chat with me today. This is awesome.
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks for your support. I appreciate you.
The Nailers have a 2-0 lead over the Wings after two periods on Military Appreciation Night. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.